I'm joined by The Guardian's Leo Hickman, who's just visited Pulpiro. Leo, we've just posted your pictures from the town. Describe what you saw.
Well, the town itself of Pulpiro is, like many of these sort of Cornish fishing villages, on a sort of a steep valley with sort of, you know, steep sides down to it. You can just imagine how the water ran off down and then washed down through the main river, which is the River Pol, which comes down through and then feeds out into the fishing harbour. And in the main road down into the town, there is, you know, your normal stones and leaves and twigs and things, debris, and there's some very localised patches of flooding within the town itself. There's some side streams feeding off the hills that are coming down through some of the town, and the main damage, I would say, is that this pub, which is still totally flooded out,
the old hill.
Yeah. And I got down there, and Jan Perry, the landlady, was actually sort of at her window when I got there, and she said I was actually the first person to come and sort of see her. The police had been a fire engine the night before pumping out for about an hour, but they said it was like a lost cause and they'd gone off. But the reason the water is still standing is about 2 foot of it around her pub is that there's a sort of blocked drain which she'd been complaining about for since about last July, which she's pretty, you know, obviously angry about. But the pub inside, I crawled through in a window and she took me through inside and said, and there's, you know, as you can imagine, it's all the floors are totally ruined, the kitchens are ruined, there's all the fridges and the freezers are sort of, you know, a write-off. You know, she was offering me 200 fresh scallops if I wanted them, because there's no point in having them. So she had two guests staying last night, and they were very good, and she just sent them upstairs with a bottle of wine, and they just rode it out in their rooms upstairs and then crawled out the window this morning.
You said she was very angry with the highways agency and the council. Give us a flavour of what she said.
Well, what she said, and she said she actually got the letter to show it. She had a visitation from a representative of the highways agency last July when they were dealing with this particular drain outside her pub, which she said, there's a bit of a, I think that it seems there's a bit of a sort of dispute with the highways agency and some of the residents in the area and businesses about whose responsibility it is to dig it all out and to make it, you know, be able to take a much greater volume of water, because they've had localised flooding in that little sump where that pub is based before. She said sort of surface flooding, but nothing like this. She said, like, last night at about 11 o'clock at night, there was about 2 foot, well, still 2 foot outside the pub, but actually inside the pub there was probably about a foot or so, which rushed straight through, and there's still a running stream going right through the inside of the pub now. And she said that, you know, a combination of the council and the highways agency, it's not like it's a new issue. In fact, she said last Tuesday of this week they had a downpour and there was a little bit of surface flooding, and there was still an issue going on then, and I think that's where the anger comes from. This issue is not new to anyone.
And how do these floods compare with what we saw in 2010 in Lostwithiel?
Well, yeah, I was down in Lostwithiel a couple of years ago when the flooding hit there. That was a similar issue. In the fact, you had this intense downpour of rain. I mean, overnight here in Cornwall, we had about 2 inches of rain in a short period. And it obviously just causes huge problem. And we saw it in Boscastle a decade ago, where the water just pours off the hills and just accumulates and just rushes down. And you get actually quite a short period of flooding. I think the actual burst of flooding was probably for about an hour or so when it was at its peak. And then obviously it does all that damage in a time. And the flooding 2 years ago in Lostwithiel was certainly more dramatic in terms of the damage it did to this particular road I visited, where there was kind of huge boulders and which had smashed into cars and things. And Pulpiro itself had some very dramatic floods in 1976, 1993. I think the one in 76, an elderly man was actually washed out down the valley and it was killed. After the 93 flood, they built this underground tunnel to divert the water away from the town. And many people said last night that actually did its job and it did really well. It was actually the streams coming down the side of the hills which did the main damage. The actual main river itself was contained and dealt with the previous flood defences.
Is there a sense that it's over now? The last time I checked, there's still a severe flood warning in place for parts of Cornwall.
Yeah, there's still a severe flood warning for the river at Helston, which is right down the other end of Cornwall, West Cornwall, to where I am now. I'm in sort of southeast Cornwall. Polperra had a severe warning last night, which is technically the sort of life-threatening, the danger warning. I think the thing that's worrying people now is another half an inch of rain is predicted for this afternoon into early evening. And obviously, given the state of the rivers and the state of saturation in the fields and things surrounding these towns, that's the fear that there's no capacity for the water to go anywhere other than just continue to run off down into these towns. There's reports, I've been listening to BBC Radio Cornwall all morning, there's reports of localised flooding all over the place. But in terms of some big event flooding, I think quite a few dozen houses and properties have definitely been flooded. But it doesn't get a sense that it's obviously anywhere near as dramatic as it was in Boscastle 10 years ago, or possibly not quite as bad as it was in Lostwithiel, a couple of years ago. But, that's not discounting the misery of the people I visited this morning.
Okay, Leo. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Great stuff. Thank you.